Hey guys, welcome to the Old Fashioned Podcast with your hosts, Jared and Joe. I'm Jared. I come from a fourth generation family farm, been exposed to agriculture since I was a little kid. And Joe, if you want to go in and kind of say how you've been around agriculture.
Yeah, no, I've never necessarily been in agriculture, but I've been around it my whole entire life. I've been involved in 4-H and FFA along with Jared. I've been involved on the chapter and sectional level, and Jared?
Yeah, I grew up throughout the 4-H and FFA programs in Brentwood as well. My older brother was involved in it, so I just kind of followed him through that. I held the chapter office for 3 of my 4 years in the Brentwood FFA program. Joseph and I are both planning to pursue agriculture in the future. That's what we both want to do. I'm going to be a freshman at Texas Tech University studying ag business here in about a week.
And I kind of have a beaten up pathway that I'm following. I went to a Sierra College for 2 years where I swam on the collegiate level, but currently right now I transferred to Chico State where I'm planning on getting my bachelor's in plant and soil science.
Yeah, so we're just going to go through real quick and tell you guys kind of our experiences in ag, what we've worked on, stuff like that, and then we'll head into the plans for the podcast and what all we want it to be about. So real quick, just from my experience throughout ag, I've worked on my family's farm where we primarily grow corn, wheat, alfalfa, sorghum, and safflower. We also have a few almonds and some cherries there too. So Joe, you want to head in and tell them what you're doing right
now?
Yeah,
no, I worked for a few family farms when I was in high school. We dealt with mostly vegetable row crops, varying from sweet corn to tomatoes to zucchini, and then also fruit trees from peaches, nectarines, cherries, and so on. Right now I'm actually up here in Chico. I'm working for a large walnut grower up here. We also have, which we're about 4,500 acres of walnuts and about 1,000 acre almonds. So kind of dipping my feet into that right now. But yeah, Jared, so do you want to go ahead and dive into kind of what we're going to be talking about here?
Yeah, so basically our plans for the Old Fashioned Podcast, we're two very old-fashioned young men is how I guess we would describe ourselves, just from the ideas we have. We both grew up in families where, you know, summertime was not just a time to go out and hang with friends, but to get a job and make some of your own money. And
yeah, no, I there's lots of times during the summer where Jared and I would be very envious of some of our schoolmates who could go on trips and whatnot. But
yeah, while we're out of there in the orchard hoeing weeds by hand.
But you know what? I think now that when we look back on it, I think we're better for it. So
100%. So basically, us being younger, I think Joseph and I both believe that we kind of bring a new look to some of the issues that we're facing.
Yeah, no, I think that we're given our values that we have and who we are as people, and I think we've got something to say, and that it needs to be said. This world that we're living in right now is so crazy, and I think with a little bit of a fresher, younger look, with a little bit of comedy thrown in there, I think.
And I think just like our generation is painted as so, we see one side in the news of our generation. There's so many people out there that think like Joseph and myself, that we wanted to really get out there and just kind of let our views be known and just kind of give a voice to what we see going on, not only in agriculture, but in policies that affect the industry. Kind of just conversate with different people about different things that are going on and how we as Americans can shape those policies and do what we think needs to be done to benefit not just ag, but other industries in this country and really get back to where we think we need to be.
So. Exactly. And And you know what? I think that's such a huge misconception right now, is that there's such a large group of kids that get up every morning and go to work, or go to work and try to at a jungle school or juggle school like what we do. And there's this big lack of voice from kids like us who really, in my opinion, are going to be the next builders of this society.
100%.
Because I mean, and for instance, like you go on Snapchat, you go on Instagram and whatnot, and everything's just so one-sided and whatnot. You don't see the real truth. You don't see the full circle. You're only seeing half of the circle, right?
Yeah, you're seeing that side that they want, that exactly. They want to show and that they want to push. So that was kind of our deal, just getting on here. Basically, we're going to talk about ag issues, different policies. We eventually, if we get enough people tuning in, we want to have different people on the show that can bring other aspects, because me and Joseph are here to give our points of view and everything, but we want to learn too, because, you know, me and Joseph, we've seen a few things. I feel like we've seen more than a lot of kids our age.
Exactly. I feel like we're very well-rounded individuals, considering, like, what are most kids our age doing, Jared?
Xbox or something like that, you
exactly.
know?
Sitting at home, not, I mean, I know.
I just got a Wii. That's all I have.
Exactly. I had a Wii. I think I played some Mario Kart. I think I had a DS for about a month, and then that was it. And then I screwed up, and then my mom took it away from me. So I
mean, never to return again.
You want to know what I did to entertain myself as a kid?
Toy trucks.
My little invisible friend named Man. Yeah. No, I was. Believe me,
Joe is a special one.
Exactly.
But no, guys, in all seriousness, this is just a place for us to get out here and put our views out there, what we see, what we think some issues are, and also give some try and give some ways that we think we could go about improving these issues. But we want to learn too. We know that we have a lot that we could learn from other people, and we definitely don't think that we're above taking in as much info as possible.
So. No, I mean it's been said countless amounts of times of that we always have to keep learning. We always have to. There's always something to learn. The moment where you think that you know everything is when
you don't.
You don't, I guess, yeah.
You don't know everything.
You don't know everything.
No, so 100% We're out here just really, we're just trying to get the conversation started.
Yeah,
Guys, we're sitting here at the kitchen table right now. We just finished up some breakfast.
Yeah, I mean,
And we're recording it on a cell phone. This isn't anything fancy. No. This is us just trying to get the word out there and kind of shine some light on some things that we think need to be talked about.
Exactly, and hopefully you guys kind of get where we're coming from, and hopefully that we can get a kind of a following going, that you guys can kind of spread the, and whoever is going to listen to this, because right now I'm pretty sure no one's going to
right now, me and Joe are the creators and the listeners.
Exactly. So, I mean, I might get my mother to listen to it.
My mom ain't going to listen to this.
Halfway through, that's going to be about it.
No, so, guys, but we just wanted to kind of come on today and introduce ourselves, what we're about, and where we kind of want the podcast to go. But other than that, I think we're just going to try and keep it a genuine conversation when we get on here and go back and forth.
Yeah,
and let the conversation roll.
That's something that I don't think we want to do, is that we don't want to just tie ourselves into, oh, we can only talk about this. I mean, we kind of wanted to be like, well, if we start here, well, let's let the conversation roll, and let's kind of let see where it's going to take us. I mean, one of the big reasons why Jared and I decided to do this, pardon my French, I'm sounding like Joe Biden out here, but I mean, Jared and I will go and we'll talk on the phone for 2 to 3 hours. So I mean,
you already hit him with the Joe Biden.
Oh yeah, I know. We gotta know. Yeah, we're gonna have an episode of old Crazy Joe that's gonna be coming.
Sleepy Joe.
Oh, Sleepy Joe. Oh yeah. So yeah, I know. We got plenty.
We got lots to talk about with you guys.
So I hope you guys stay tuned. If you guys listen.
Oh, we
to
set
this,
up an email.
Yes, we did set up an email. Our email is oldfashionedpod@gmail.com. you guys want to
send in questions, topics, anything like that, they're more than welcome.
And you know what? If you guys hear us say something wrong, and if you guys want to fact check us or something, please do. We take that as constructive criticism. Yep. We're not gonna be getting offended over this. No,
so.
Exactly. I mean, we're here to learn, and we're here to learn from you guys too. So if you whatever
100%.
You exactly so
and if you guys you, I mean, there's gonna be people out there that know more about some of these topics that we're talking about than us. So go into that inbox and fill it up. And let us know what we're missing or anything like that, and we'll take that into account 100%. So,
all right.
With that being said, that's kind of where we're at right now.
Yeah. No. I think right now we might be thinking about getting an Instagram set up, maybe for
updates and stuff like that
and whatnot. So. But for right now, for podcast information and if you guys just want to see who we are. I'll go ahead and give out my Instagram. It's joe._dutra. That's where I'm at on Instagram. You can kind of see what I've done on there and whatnot.
Mine's jared.def. That's jared.def. So you guys can head over there and check us out and kind of see the two clowns that you're listening to.
Yeah,
so.
I think clowns is an understatement.
So, all righty, guys. You have a good one. We'll see you back next time on Old Fashioned.
All righty.